All righty, good morning. Rock Hunter, Snoop
Morning.
Snoop
Loop.
Snoop Lion.
Are we going streaking this weekend?
Of course. Bring your green hat. We're going streaking.
Honey, bring your green hat.
You think KFC's still open? It's 6:45. Let's do your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
And, of course, as always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy when it comes to getting your car, truck, SUV fixed up.
What do you got, a story about Keith Richards still being alive or some old rocker that's still in the news?
It's funny you bring that. We should do that every single day. Just so everyone knows.
Keith Richards, still alive.
Still alive. Now, on to more rock news. You know what? Remind me. I want to keep doing that. Because let's see, how old is Keith Richards? Keith Richards.
How old is Keith?
He is 78 years old.
Damn.
That is a hard 78.
I didn't know he's that old.
That is a hard 78. He's still going.
He's fine, though, isn't he?
He really is. Like, at this point, it's not like, oh, Keith Richards had a health scare. Keith Richards, I mean, he just quit smoking, like, last year, which is crazy. It's like, at this
point. I was going to say, does he do anything? Is there anything he does left, or do you have to hang everything up?
There's got to be. No, I think he's still playing. I mean, the Stones were touring. Either they just wrapped it up or something.
I mean, he's still not throwing down fist after fifth, right?
No. I mean, he still drinks. That's what he's talking about. He still drinks, but he gave up smoking, which, I mean, I guess out of all the things you're going to quit. You know, well, first the heroin. That was a good thing to kick.
Here's the thing, though. It's like if you quit now, like you've made it this far.
Yeah.
Apparently your body is like, hey, you know what? I've adjusted.
I got it. Yeah.
Yeah, I got it. We're good here. And then if you like take away something like smoking, your body's just like, now what are you doing?
Put it back. The actual tar and all the chemicals are holding his body together. So now
exactly.
At this point, it's just going to start wearing away. You know. I don't get
just
it.
Just a confused immune system.
Just bananas. Anyway, so first and foremost, Keith Richards, still alive.
Still alive.
On to your rock news. Once Kiss wraps up the end of the road tour, Tommy Thayer will likely be hanging up his guitar. Thayer spoke with Vinyl Writer Music about a complication from his old band, Black and Blue, called The Lost Tapes, that comes out Friday. And he was asked about the band doing some future work. Thayer replied, quote, "After Kiss, I'm not planning on being in a band anymore. Honestly, I wasn't planning on being a band anymore back in the mid-90s. Jamie, St. James of Black and Blue, and I will always be friends and enjoy music together just like we've always done." Thayer, who is the second longest surviving guitarist in Kiss at 20 years, was in Black and Blue from 84 to 88 and then started working for Kiss in 1989.
I mean, is there a point where it's like, all right, it's just not the same? You know, you're like 90 years old out there on stage still trying to do it. It'd be like, okay, for instance, you don't have a bunch of NBA players coming back. You know, be like, I'm going to do this one last season.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, nah, it just doesn't work that way. You know, why is it the same way for rock or any other artist?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
It's like,
you'd think somebody at that point has got to have enough money, right? But touring sucks. It sounds like it sucks.
Really, as
great as being a rock star is with the groupies and the drugs and all that fun stuff.
I mean, I understand it's a lot better now with the tour bus. It's basically a hotel room on wheels. It's not, you know, it's not the, the super band that you drove back in the 80s.
You got one guy hanging onto the roof. Like, all right, it's your turn on the roof. You got to hang up there for the trip.
Know?
No, I was on the roof last week. So, I don't know. Yeah, it's got to be tied with anything. It's still a job, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Still got to go out and do it.
So, yeah. It's got to be a stressful job, too.
You hit the wrong chord. You suck. You're fired. Get out of here. Boo! Boo this man. So, anyway, if you're wondering, Tommy Thayer, probably going to be done after Kiss wraps.
Hey, we kind of saw it with Motley Crue that one time at Grand Rapids, right?
Yeah.
Didn't they, like, shut down the show? They were just tired.
We're
or something
tired.
Else.
You know, we're going to play one more song, and then we're going to go put some Bengay on, and we're going to bed. All right?
The sound equipment's not working that well. We're just going to hang it
up
here.
We're tired. Let's be honest, folks. You guys aren't impressed. We're tired. Let's go. What are we doing here? Anyway, all right, that's your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
Apparently, I need to keep things a little bit more up to date for Hunter.
Yeah.
On this day in rock history, 1964, Kerry King of Slayer was born in Los Angeles,
nice.
California. Slayer is one of those bands where I love them, but I gotta be in a Slayer mindset. You know what I mean? It's I can't just be like on a Sunday drive and be listening to Rain in Blood. You know.
You know. So my buddy and I used to. This is like right out of high school too. He had an old Ford Ranger that was just the smallest truck you could buy. I mean, just I barely fit in.
Oh
this
yeah,
thing.
Yeah. I had one of those for sure.
But somehow he had two subs behind the seat. So the seat was all the way forward. He had some subs. And we had listened to Slayer for hours and hours. And I'm surprised, Brock, that I can hear anything today because of that truck.
Yep. You listened to God Hates Us All at full volume. You're not going to.
Yeah. Disciple. That's a great. Warzone was another one of my favorites off that CD.
Dead Skin Mask. God, that going way back. Yeah.
It's the foot pedal. It's the double foot pedal. Man, that drummer's legs, man.
Yeah, just jacked. Looks like the
Hulk. Got to be jacked.
Looks like the Hulk from the waist down. Unbelievable. Anyway, happy birthday, Mr. Kerry King. Oh, and fun fact about Kerry King, he played guitar on No Sleep Till Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah.
For the Beastie Boys.
That's right.
Yep.
Which is the song they hate the most, right, Beastie Boys?
No. They hate Fight for Your Right to Party the most.
That's right.
I don't believe they ever actually played it live because they thought it was a joke song, so...
One of your best songs.
Yeah, one of your most famous songs. No, we're not going to play it. We're not going to play it. All right, Beastie Boys. All right, there you go. That is your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair. We'll be back.